The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. You're listening to podcast number 76, and we're recording this on March 28th, 2007, live from the Period 8 room at South Valley Junior High. Last week, we watched a short video clip from the PBS special, The Civil War, on the Battle of Shiloh, and then we passed around an actual authentic Civil War unused bullet, and the students all held it in their hand and pretended that they were the bullet, and then we had them write a poem about the bullet and that particular battle. So today we have three poems, student-written poems, about that battle, and they're written from the perspective of the bullet. So here's our first poem.
I sat there in the Union soldier's pocket, waiting to be picked, the other bullets waiting for their time to leave, to be shot out of his gun. My time may come, my time may not. I want to explore the shot, to experience something so life-taking, to watch his life instead my life here, in his pocket, waiting to be picked over. From 50 on this side, from 50 on the other. Hopefully I leave. I am set, I am ready. His hand holding me calmly, calmly resting, almost about to experience something so mysterious. I am loaded, loaded to fire, almost ready to leave. Wait, I don't want to leave. I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to hurt him. Why do I have to leave? Saving a life is better than hurting one. What's the point? Why do I have to hurt someone? Can't I just stay? Bang. I went off. Moving as fast as can be out, I go. Where do I go? I don't want to hurt anyone. Wait. I missed him. Hopefully I don't have to go through that again.
All right, very good. That's poem one. All right. A second sample from the poems written by the students about being a bullet.
Trapped inside this gun of death. I feel the fear, oh the fear, that lingers in the air. I am trapped, but satisfied, left alone. Let me be, let me stay, inside this gun of destruction and hate. Let me be, let me stay. I have no choice, I am released. The sky whispers death, the grass breathes pain. I whirl through time, bounce off the tree, and rest, awaiting to be found.
All right, very good. And we have one more sample poem today. This is poem number 3.
Sitting waiting, a life just lost, all from a little leap. A family loses a loved one because of a split-second decision. Will there ever be an end to this? Violence. Innocent when men are dying because they are told they have to leave their families and fight to the country. What does it solve? Here I am just sitting here, just killed a man. That didn't deserve to die. Why did bullets have to be involved? If they were, just think of how many good people would still be in this world. I am a cold-blooded killer that take a couple seconds to end a life.
All right, so there you had some samples. Each student wrote their own. Those were some samples of people that were willing to read those for the class. As always, check out the show notes. Today we'll have a couple show notes about the Battle of Shiloh, which was the focus of what they wrote their poem about. And as always, you can leave a comment on the blog, or you can email us at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.